One of the best movies ever made came out in 1946. Bob Nolan probably saw it in the theater. It's called A Wonderful Life. Has anybody ever seen it? It's an excellent movie. In the movie, there's a very depressed man, and he's so low in life that he considers jumping off of a bridge. And an angel comes down from heaven named Clarence Oddbody. They don't have those real names. It's all fictional. But the angel shows this man how terrible things would be if he had never been born. And it changes his whole perspective. How the world would have been worse off if he had never been born. Like, we love to play what-if scenarios, right? What if? What if we had flying cars? Well, we do. They're just called paramotors. Or what if you won the lottery, right? We love to play what ifs. I can promise you, you'd be worse off because Jesus said so. But today, I want us to consider, what if Jesus never came? What if Jesus never came? What would change in your life? What would change in the world if Jesus never came? Like, God is real, made the world, but Jesus never came. If Jesus never came, we would miss out on 1,000 things more than just presents on Christmas. So how would the world be different if Jesus never came? Well, to start off, if Jesus never came, there would be no forgiveness of sin. Not a single one. Not one single sin would be forgiven outside of Jesus. Not a single person could be saved from hell apart from faith in Jesus. Not Noah, not Adam, not Eve, not Moses, not David. All Bible characters were sinners. All of them deserved to pay for their own sins. I don't know if you knew this, but all Bible characters before Jesus were saved because they were looking forward to the Messiah who was to come. That's how David got saved. That's how Adam and Eve got saved. Adam and Eve had the promise that a Savior would one day come and crush the head of the snake. And now we are so spoiled, we get to look back at the Savior who came and put our faith in him. We are so spoiled. If Jesus never came, no one would be saved. That's a terrible thought. Not just a baby in a manger. If Jesus never came, nobody would be saved. The oldest book that we have in the Bible is the book of Job, written 4,000 years ago. 4,000 years ago, Job said this, Job 19, 25 through 27. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. This is Job. And he will stand upon the earth at last. And after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. And I will see him for myself. Yes, with my own eyes, I am overwhelmed at the thought of it. He, Job, was looking forward to a redeemer, a savior, one that who is going to rescue him from a sin-filled world. Psalm 49, this was written 3,000 years ago. Psalm 49, 1,000 years before Jesus. They trust in their wealth and they boast of great riches. Next verse. Yet they cannot redeem themselves from death by paying a ransom to God. He's talking about riches. Keep going. Redemption does not come so easily because nobody could ever pay enough to live forever and to not see the grave. So what's he going to do? Just a few verses later, in verse 15, he says this, but as for me, who's going to save me? God will redeem. That means to buy back, to purchase, to make the payment so it's yours. God will buy back my life from the grave, redeem me from Sheol. So we need to know that no one can pay for their own sins because the debt is infinite. Don't think that Jesus just came to be a good example and to teach us to be nice people. That's a gross dishonor of what Jesus came to do. Jesus came to be our substitute. We literally traded places. He actually died in our place. Jesus isn't just away in a manger. He is a sin absorber. I saw a shirt the other day at a basketball game, and I just had to tell the kid, I love your shirt, because it said, his last breath put death to death. He absorbed our sin. He took it on his own body, the punishment that was owed to us. If you want to know what payment for sin looks like, just look at the cross. It's gruesome. You see, we are not basically good people who have just made a few mistakes and we just kind of need some little bit of forgiveness. We are sinful people. What do you call somebody who is full of sin? A sinner. And this is why we love to sin. Sin is so attractive to us because we are by nature sinners. We aren't bent on righteousness and doing good. We are bent on choosing the wrong thing every time. We are sinners. Now, this is going to shock you. But God does not separate sin from sinners. Have you guys heard this? That God loves the sinner, but he hates their sin? That's not in the Bible. And you got to get this. He doesn't separate you from your sin. He either buys your whole life, and you are his by faith in Jesus, or he bought none of you. That's shocking. And if you understand this properly, you will fall more in love with Jesus. This will help you love him when you understand this properly. That God's wrath is actually on sinners, not just things you've done. That is why Jesus is a substitute for all who believe in him. He bought your whole life. That should have been me on the cross, paying for my own sin. But he took my place. If Jesus never came, none of us would have hope. He didn't just erase some mistakes you've made. So up on the screen, if Jesus never came, every person that ever lived would be hopeless. We would go to hell. If God was real, he made the planet, still runs it and rules it, but Jesus didn't come, every single person that had ever lived would have to pay for their own sins. It's terrifying if Jesus never came. Christmas is so much more than a baby in a manger and some tinsel on the tree. Colossians 2, 13 and 14 puts it this way. You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all your sins. How did he do it? He canceled the record of charges, like actual legal demands on our sin. God loves justice more than you do. And he can't just sweep your sins under the rug. He has to lay them on someone. And he canceled the record of our charges that stood against us by nailing it to the cross. Just know what we celebrate when we celebrate Christmas. You must know what Jesus rescues us from. If I were to pay for my own sin, my eternal body would go to suffer forever. It's not just a mystical place. We have resurrected bodies that either go on to eternal life, or we have resurrected bodies that go to eternal death. Get this. We know from God's word that hell never ends. We know from God's word that there are no exits. I want you guys to have meaning in your Christmas. We know from God's word that there is no debt management category in hell. There is nowhere you go to a debt reduction plan. There are no 1,000-year payoff plans, no matter what you've been taught. There are no appeals court, and there is no one to sympathize. The sentence is final and forever. If Jesus never came, you got to get this, this would be the future of us all. But Jesus did come. If Jesus never came, the grave would have the last laugh. We would have no hope. Did you know this? Death is ugly. Death is so common in our sin-cursed world that the first animal to die in all of the Bible was slaughtered by God to make clothes for Adam and Eve, to cover their nakedness. Genesis 3. You can read it on your own. But it reads, when you read it, it reads as if Adam and Eve were there watching. As the skin was ripped off of an animal to make clothes for them. It was blood shed as an object lesson that sin causes death. And this is our state without Christ. All Old Testament sacrifices were pointing to the day that one day the Lamb of God would come and take away the sins of the world. If Jesus never came, the grave would have the last laugh. But he did come. He conquered death for everyone who believes. 1 Corinthians 15 puts it this way. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. What is it? We will not all die. Shush. But we all will be transformed. Next verse. It will happen in a moment. In the blink of an eye. You know what that means in the original Greek? It means there's not a moment of time where you stop existing. When the last trumpet is blown, for the trumpet sounds, and those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will be transformed. Here it comes. Our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. This is a lot, but hang on. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, the scripture is going to be fulfilled. And here's what Jesus completed for us. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, death, where is your sting? Keep going. For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives power to sin. But thank God that he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you've checked out, just consider, really consider what it would be like, this world, your life, if Jesus never came. If he was never born. It would be horrible. It would be terrifying. We would have no hope. There would be no reason for joy. There would be no reason to celebrate. There would be no hope. No forgiveness of sin. There would be no answer for the grave. No promise to be reunited with loved ones in the next life. So now, let's sing to him like we mean it, that we're so thankful that he came. Let's pray. God, I don't know if we can give a proper response to you coming to rescue us. I pray that we would all feel what we've been saved from, and that Christmas would be so much more than gifts and hot chocolate and candy canes, but it would be a celebration of the hope that we have in Christ. May you shock your believers with new affections for Jesus this Christmas. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.